Steve, 7 unbeaten, but I guess a feeling of disappointment after that one.
Yeah, performance was poor for 90% of it, wasn't it? You know, 5 letters starts with S, work it out for yourself. But not questioning the battling abilities of the players or winning the 50-50 duels to get the ball back. It's what we did with the ball today, and lack of movement off it doesn't help. And then it just looked a lack of a day we could pass the ball 10 yards to a white shot. And ultimately that costs us for the goal when we have 3-v-1 in the middle of the park and we get caught. And then second half was a little bit frustrating. You know, it's 5 minutes for every goal kick, 5 minutes for every throw-in, and you can't build up any momentum. And I'm not saying we'd have had it today, but we got a little bit of good fortune with the goal. And we go away taking a point and really disappointed, because I don't think we weren't good today, and it was an opposition that wasn't good either. It's not a game for a purist, that one.
What do you put the performance down to today, Steve? Is this a backlash of what you've been through over Christmas? Or?
No, because I think a lot of teams have been through a tough schedule. I think we've probably had it as tough as anyone because of the Thursday nights and the Sunday nights travelling back late. But I think it must be a mental ability to beat teams that you should be expecting to beat. Now, the difference with the top teams and the successful teams, and we see them, you know, many times in the Championship last year. I gave a couple of examples, like, say, Watford and Bournemouth to my players after the game and said they turned up last season. It didn't matter whether they played the teams at the bottom, and I was one of them, or whether they played the big clubs at United. They could have a mental application to deal with it. And it just looks as if we've got, you know, a little nick in that chamber where we come down a yard, and when you come down a yard, and if you've got 5 or 6 come down a yard, it's a problem.
Is it sure the lack of strength in your squad, the fact that you couldn't make that many changes to try and freshen things up? Or?
Well, I think it showed it today, doesn't it? You know, players have to demonstrate and prove their worth to be in the team. We've given some players an opportunity. Have they grabbed it? Possibly not, but it's hard to judge in the back end of such an all-rounded performance where we couldn't keep the ball more than 2 or 3 passes. But, you know, whether we'd have drawn with MK Dons today, which we've done, or lost the game, we need to strengthen the group. And what I do know is that we're working really hard to try and do that.
Do you think you expect to get any in soon, Steve? Because that's going to be the question now, isn't it? Are you going to be back? Are you going to be allowed to bring these players in?
Well, we're going to be allowed to bring them in because people's working hard to make it happen. But we're a club that's not going to be held to ransom on wages or held to ransom on fees and things like that. So there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. I had a full update from the president yesterday on 3 or 4 players that we're really keen to bring here. He's as keen as I am, but it has to financially fit within the football club. And, you know, we can't be chasing wild dreams. This football club chased wild dreams a long time ago and ended up paying a heavy penalty for it. But we're trying to strengthen the group, and we will strengthen the group. You know, the first one I want in the door is Liam Bridcut. And then we'll see where the others go in the next few days ahead.
Is that a permanent deal or a loan deal?
No, I think it'll be a loan deal. You know, I think that's the agreement. The one thing I know about Sam Allardyce is that he'd rather cut his nose off than no, keep to his word. And the one thing I know about Sunderland Football Club, they've intimated today that they will be doing that. So until it's done, you never count it. But that would be a positive move for us. Liam is 100% sure he wants to stay and not be anywhere else. That's good. And then if we can add 2 or 3 around him that we need, so that, you know, I can have the team on the pitch that I want on the pitch.
No Chris Wood today, and it showed, didn't it, a little bit today, no cutting edge up top.
Well, it's amazing when you take a good player out of your team that suddenly what was looking no such a good player suddenly becomes a great player. You know, Chris has been working hard to find his form, to find his touch, to take a chance. And I thought against Derby he was magnificent, got the goal, and just had a couple of little tweak fibres. He wouldn't have been ready for today. At a push, he could be ready for next Saturday, but I'll make that decision next Friday. You know, it's important we get Chris in, but it's also important we bring another striker in as well. It's not just about Chris. So we want to bring another striker in and another 2 or 3 other players.
Will you look to use the cup next week to freshen up your squad a little bit?
Yeah, as I go home today, and it'll be a long night for me because I pride myself on our team's performance rather than always the result. And if you're a supporter, of course, and I keep saying the club I support, but if I support them, you focus on the result, quite rightfully so, and they looked about you as a head coach, you focus on the performance. So we've not done our job today, me or the players. So we've let ourselves down, more importantly, and we've let the club down and our supporters down, but we've been in good form. We've been on the front foot for a lot of weeks now, and I think now we just need two or three good players with good qualities adding to what we've got.
Steve, you said the deal for players was 6 points, but it's clearly quite fluid, is it? And it sounds like you're going to be backed regardless. The owner is still intent on doing that.
Yeah, I think we could have taken it to seven today, given that Burnley and Ipswich have drawn. But you know and I know that this table will look completely different come the end of this month. So we need to bring in our whatever number of players that we get into the football club to add to the group, to what we've got. The beautiful thing about the week ahead is I woke up today thinking it's like a Monday or a Tuesday. It didn't feel like a Saturday. Now, that's easy to say, but when you've been in almost every day the way the group is, we're getting back to a normal week, so we're getting back to fresh players again. Alex Mowat should be back in and around the group and be available. Chris Wood will be when we want him to be. And if we can sign two or three players in, then great. You know, I understand Carl Lafferty watched the game today, did he? I understand that. He must have bought a ticket. He must have bought a ticket in. But, you know...
Coming on him specifically and see
what... He's a Norwich player. The club's having a chat, see where it goes.
For you, I mean, such a big opportunity today just to keep, you know, they're ongoing properly. It must be hugely frustrating, especially after the good work against Derby, good work at Forest.
Yeah, listen, I think we... had good spells against Preston. It was hard work, but we had good spells, and it didn't look so much because they went down to 10. I thought against Wolves, we were, after 20 minutes, 25 minutes, we were exceptional for the 90. I thought Forest, we were brilliant throughout the game. Derby, we went toe-to-toe. We're a real good side. And I think today, if I'm going to give a defence of my players, and I have to defend my players because I'm the leader, is that today might have just been a stretch too far in terms of the same group getting out there and delivering. But there's a couple of big players out there. Would you love him out available today? Would you love Woody available today, given the way that he was linking off those three the other night? Then absolutely. But every manager has his injuries.
Do you think without Wood, you're sort of short of a player to play that system? Someone who can... Is a sort of like-for-like swap with him?
I'd like another option. I'd prefer a player that can play that role on his own, but also players are two if you need to be. And there's a couple of players that we're trying to bring in, and if we end up with two strikers in the door, then it's great. If we end up with one of the two, I'll be really happy. Obviously, I'd be disappointed in the other front, but I'm no disappointed with the football club's approaches. I'm no disappointed with the status of the updates, and it's exactly where I thought it might be. But we wanted to do it now, sooner rather than later. You know, that's where we are.
A lot of clubs been linked with the Sam still. I mean, can you say what the situation is with that? Are you aware of?
Yeah, I don't think there's any secret that Sam Byron has lots of Premier League interest. A couple of head coaches in the Premier League or managers, whatever their titles are, have asked me about his character in the last 48 hours and what he's like. Well, I've said publicly and I've said it to them privately, he's just such a fantastic young professional. You know, if the deal was right for the football club, that would have to lie at the president's door. As a manager or head coach, I don't want to go anywhere. If he does go anywhere, then it's my job to work with the football club and make sure that those monies that come in is invested in making us better. But I'm still hopeful they'll be here, because there's a difference in asking about a character to agreeing a deal, because the one thing this football club has now is financial prudence. The one thing the football club has is an owner with some money. And that means you're not backed into the corner like half the championship that could probably be Dame with selling a player for a few million just to ease the bank off. We're not in that position.